Chapter 1. The Dusty Affairs of the Past. Hillman was being gripped so tightly by Linley's claws that his clothes were torn open. Scarlet blood slowly leaked out, staining his clothes red. But Hillman didn't notice in the slightest. Staring at Linley, he said in a downcast voice,
"Linley, calm down first.
Answer me."
Linley was staring at Hillman. Hillman said solemnly,
"The troop of knights following you is about to arrive. For now, let's not allow others to know about the affairs of your clan. Come with me first."
Hillman shook his shoulders loose of Linley's claws, then grabbed Linley's scaled arms with the intention of pulling him into the ancestral halls, only to find that he was unable to budge Linley.
"Linley!"
Hillman turned his head, a spark of anger in his eyes.
"Uncle Hillman, I know how to behave."
Linley's face was deeply sunken, but he took a deep breath, retracting the scales on his arms into his body and returning to normal. Just as he once more returned the Warblade Slaughterer to its case and held it, Linley could hear the sounds of hoofbeats outside drawing near. The troops of the Knights of the Radiant Temple had finally arrived. Linley turned, glancing at them coldly, but paid them no mind. He said directly to Hillman,
"Uncle Hillman, lead the way."
"All right."
Seeing that Linley was able to calm down, Hillman felt a little better. He immediately led Linley in the direction of the ancestral hall. Linley's face remained sunken. At this moment, aside from Linley himself, perhaps nobody knew that beneath that calm expression, there lay hidden an incredibly deep, painful wound. Neither the Shadow Mouse Bebe nor Doring Coward made a sound. They were connected to Linley's soul. Naturally, they could feel the unimaginable grief and pain which Linley was currently suffering. The wind rose, catching up and hurling into the air countless leaves which had been lying on the unimaginably ancient stone-tiled grounds. Hillman pushed open a door to the ancestral hall, then turned to look back at Linley. Holding the Warblade Slaughterer, Linley stepped inside, his face calm. His gaze was fixed upon those rows of spirit tablets placed in the middle of the ancestral hall. Given Linley's current visual acuity, he could clearly read the words on the newest spirit tablet located at the front. There were only two words on the front. Hog Baruch. Linley felt his mind growing dizzy, as though he was hallucinating. He just stood there for a long moment without moving, and then, still carrying the Warblade Slaughterer, Linley stepped forward to the stone platform in front of the spirit tablets. He placed the Slaughterer on top of the platform. Linley looked at the spirit tablet, a peaceful smile appearing on his face. In a soft voice, Linley said,
"Father, I'm back. I know that all your life your greatest desire was that we recover our ancestral heirloom and regain the bygone splendor of our clan. The Dragonblood Warrior Clan."
Linley spoke very carefully and softly, as though he were afraid of disturbing someone. His voice was so gentle and oh so light. Linley stared at the spirit tablet.
"I didn't disappoint you. I have already brought back to the Baruch Clan, the Dragonblood Warrior Clan, our ancestral heirloom, the Warblade Slaughterer. Very soon, I will restore our Dragonblood Warrior Clan to glory. I will make sure the entire Yulon continent knows of the splendor of our Dragonblood Warrior Clan. And I will make sure everyone in the Yulon continent knows your name. All of this I will accomplish, I so swear."
Suddenly, a fiendish look appeared on Linley's face.
"But of course, before I do all of these things, I will first avenge you."
There was no question at all in his mind that his father, Hog Baruch, had been killed by someone. Given his father's prowess as a warrior of the sixth rank, who had been in the prime of his health, there was no way he could have died to a normal illness. What was more, if he had died of illness, then Hillman wouldn't have acted so secretively. Linley's intuition was telling him that his father's death was no ordinary death.
"The person who caused you to die, I will make sure he dies as well."
Within Linley's eyes, once more there seemed to be a hint of that terrifying dark golden color of the eyes of the armored razorback worm. Linley turned to stare at Hillman fiercely.
Uncle Hillman, tell me, how did my father die exactly? In addition, where was my father buried? Also, you said my father died 3 months ago. Why didn't you tell me?
Hillman opened his mouth, but did not speak right away. A long moment passed.
Linley, calm down first.
Hillman finally said slowly. Calm down? How could he calm down?
I wish so very much that my father could be here and personally see the slaughterer with his own eyes. I long to tell my father that I have become a Dragonblood warrior. I deeply desire to see my father smile, hear his gratified laughter, and see the pride on his face when I assume the dragon form. However, all of this is now impossible.
Linley felt as though his heart had been sliced by knives. Hillman was actually asking him to calm down. Linley wanted to angrily shout at Hillman, but he restrained from doing so. Taking in a deep, unwilling breath, he swallowed his rage. Staring at Hillman, Linley said,
Uncle Hillman, tell me everything that happened. I want to know everything.
Your father died 3 months ago. But before he died, his instructions to me were that only after you had the power of a warrior of the seventh rank could I tell you. Otherwise, I cannot tell you the circumstances surrounding his death.
Hillman said solemnly.
A warrior of the seventh rank?
Yes.
Hillman nodded slightly.
This was the reason why I went to the Institute to look for you, but didn't inform you of your father's death or why he had died. Your father's dying wishes were that I was to not allow you to learn of his death, so that you could calmly focus on your studies.
Hillman looked at Linley.
Linley, it isn't that I'm not willing to tell you. It's that this was your father's dying wish. I cannot go against it. Only once you become a warrior of the seventh rank would I be willing to tell you everything.
Linley understood.
A warrior of the seventh rank, eh?
He withdrew a leather-wrapped book from his clothes and handed it to Hillman.
What's this?
Hillman looked at it with surprise.
A Magus's proof of rank.
Linley's face was calm. Every single Magus, from the day he began to be evaluated, would be issued a certificate with his proof of rank. Each time he advanced a rank, there would be a record of it. Hillman opened the book and saw that under the Wind Style and Earth Style entries, there were a total of 7 stars.
Seventh rank. A seventh rank dual element Magus?
Hillman was stunned. He stared disbelievingly at Linley. How old was Linley? Only 17 years of age? What did a 17-year-old dual element Magus of the seventh rank represent? Hillman wasn't too clear on the specifics, but he knew that in the Kingdom of Fenlai, the most powerful Magus present was a Magus of the 8th rank. But that was an old man well over 100 years old. Hillman remembered how when he had joined the army, there had been a Magus of the 7th rank who had arrived at the same time. He remembered the glory, the pomp of it all. And now, little Linley, whom he had watched growing up, had become in the blink of an eye a dual element Magus of the 7th rank.
Is this real?
Hillman asked an extremely stupid question. Hillman knew very well that this certificate of rank definitely couldn't be fake.
Uncle Hillman, now you can tell me what happened, right?
Linley stared at Hillman. Hillman nodded, then headed for the private room behind the ancestral hall. A few moments later, he came out. Walking over to Linley, he withdrew an envelope from his clothes. Presenting it to Linley, he said softly,
This was written by your father, right before he died. Once you read it, you will understand.
His hands trembling, Linley reached out and accepted the envelope. There weren't any words on the envelope itself. He opened it up and withdrew the letter inside, which had 2 full pages of content.
Linley, by the time you actually read this letter, I will most likely have died a long, long time ago. Towards you and Wharton, my heart is filled with boundless remorse. but there is no way for me to do right by you two any longer. I only hope that you two will be able to live for many years in peace, which is why I have instructed your Uncle Hillman to only provide this letter to you when you become a warrior of the 7th rank.
When he read this, Linley's heart felt sour.
Let me live for a long period of time in peace? I imagine Father never expected me to become a Magus of the 7th rank so quickly. After all, it normally takes many years for one to advance from the 6th rank to the 7th rank.
Linley, I have held a secret within my heart for many years. Your mother did not actually die when giving birth to Wharton.
These words from his father caused Linley's heart to shudder. Ever since he was a child, Linley had known that his mother had died when giving birth to Wharton. But apparently, that was a lie.
That year, when your mother became pregnant with Wharton, both of us were filled with joy. But the medical facilities at the town of Wushan were simply too poor. So I went with your mother to Fenlai City, where your mother safely gave birth to Wharton. Little Wharton was very adorable, and both of us were overjoyed. We were filled with joy after he was born, and your mother and I quickly took him to the Radiant Temple to pray for him to be blessed. That day, both your mother and I were extremely happy. Afterwards, we left the Radiant Temple and stayed overnight at a hotel in Fenlai City. That same night, a group of mysterious people came to the hotel and forcibly abducted your mother. Totally outnumbered, I was only able to protect young Wharton. But I did see that on the arm of one of the assailants, there was a red, spider-like birthmark.
As he read this, Linley himself felt as though he had been transported back to that night, 10 years ago. Under the combined attack of many assailants, unable to ward them all off, his father had only been able to protect Wharton and could only watch powerlessly as his wife was taken. He had been unable to save her.
I know that this was definitely no ordinary group of kidnappers. The weakest of them was a warrior of the 4th rank, while the strongest was even stronger than me. Fortunately, their target was only your mother. If their target was me, I would have died long ago. Only a major figure in Fenlai City would be capable of mobilizing a squad such as this. I didn't dare to go public about this affair. I took little Wharton back home and told everyone else that your mother had died in childbirth. Only your Uncle Hillman and Housekeeper Heary knew this secret.
Seeing this, Linley's mind was filled with questions. So the strongest of the kidnappers was even stronger than his father, but they didn't care about him? Their focus was only about abducting his mother. But why was his mother worth their time to abduct?
I couldn't let you know about this. During these past 10 or so years, I have kept this secret buried deep in my heart. I didn't dare tell anyone, and I couldn't even go by myself to investigate your mother's whereabouts, or to find out if she was alive or dead, or who that group of people was. I didn't dare.
His father's words caused Linley's heart to feel so much pain that it clenched.
I am the successor to the mantle of leadership for the clan of the Dragonblood Warriors. At the very least, I had to raise you until you were fully grown. I could not allow the Baruch lineage to come to an end in my hands. Year after year, I could only secretly endure. But every night, I found it difficult to fall asleep. The question of whether your mother was alive or dead has constantly tormented me. I have endured. I have endured for 11 years. Linley, you have made me incredibly proud. First, you became a student of the Ernst Institute, the number one Magus Institute in the Yulon continent. Then you become one of the top geniuses there. I am filled with confidence towards your future accomplishments. What's more, the density of the dragon blood in little Wharton's veins has reached the requisite level. I am extremely proud of you both. My two sons are so outstanding. I feel that I have done right by the ancestors of the Baruch clan. But despite all of this,
I still did not dare to investigate your mother's whereabouts because Wharton needed a large amount of gold to sustain his costly studies. And so I endured for 11 years. But when you came back from the mountain range of magical beasts and gave me that large sack of magicite crystals, I knew, finally, I could give up everything and go find out whether your mother is alive or not. Although no one has seen your mother in 11 years, and there is probably an 80 to 90% chance that she is dead, I am unwilling to give up. Even if I die, I will avenge her.
Seeing this, Linley's hands began to tremble again. Linley finally understood now. In the past, because he had to support the burden of Wharton's tuition, his father didn't dare to risk his life investigating his mother's whereabouts. But when he, Linley, had brought back that sack of magicite crystals worth 80,000 gold coins, his father no longer had any burdens left.
Finally, able to go investigating, I altered my appearance and put on a disguise as I snuck into Fenlai City. I began investigating what happened that year. Unfortunately, too much time had passed. Knowing that one of the assailants had a red spider birthmark on his upper arm, I spent an entire year searching for such a man. Finally, I found that man with the red spider birthmark. Following up on this clue, I continued to investigate. Eventually, I found out who it was that had stood behind the group of assailants. These people had been directed to act by a member of the current royal clan of the Kingdom of Fenlai, and that person was none other than the younger brother of the King of Fenlai, Duke Patterson.